votes today, it is lowering Illinois' rating a notch from A-plus to A. The decision is based on weak funding for government pensions and a, quote, lack of action on reform measures. Only California has a lower rating from the S&P, but the service says the outlook for California is positive, while Illinois falls into the negative outlook category. Moody's rating service has also warned that it may lower the state's rating. Lower ratings can raise the interest rate Illinois must pay when borrowing money. Illinois retirement systems have the country's largest gap between the money available and what they'll eventually pay out in pensions. Officials have been deadlocked for months over what to do. Governor Pat Quinn says the move by Standard & Poor's is, quote, no surprise. The governor says he and other political leaders must address the unfunded pension liability together and that he is inviting Illinois' four legislative leaders to a meeting in early September to work on pension reform. A Chinese-born American has been sentenced to 4 years in prison for stealing trade secrets from Chicago-based Motorola. U.S. District Judge Ruben Castillo found Han Wanzhen guilty in February of taking more than 1,000 confidential documents from the Motorola office where she worked before attempting to board a flight to China. The software engineer was stopped during a security search at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport in February 2007. Prosecutors say the secrets she carried included descriptions of a walkie-talkie-type feature on Motorola cell phones that could have benefited the Chinese military. The trial highlighted persistent fears about China pilfering vital information from U.S. companies. Jin's lawyers say she took the files merely to refresh her knowledge after a long absence from work. Republicans have officially nominated Mitt Romney as their candidate for president. That was a foregone conclusion, but what wasn't preordained was that Illinois delegates would back him without dissent. Amanda Vinicky reports.
This was the announcement the chairman of Illinois' delegation, State Treasurer Dan Rutherford, made Tuesday morning.
I intend to cast a unanimous vote for Mitt Romney. If any of our friends in this room... I say this with respect. If anyone in this room that is a delegate or an alternate that has a different suggestion than that, please see me afterwards.
A dozen delegates had been elected under the premise they'd support former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum. But that evening, during the roll call for states, Rutherford did what he'd promised and cast all of Illinois' delegates for Romney. He gave a brief speech in which he told the attendees to envision Romney raising his right hand to be sworn in as leader of the free world.
And shortly after that, a Marine helicopter is going to land at the Capitol and lift out of Washington, D.C., Michelle and Barack Obama. We're going to bring them back. And we're the state of the soon-to-be immediate past president of the United States of America.
Illinois added 69 votes for Romney, who finished with over 2,000. From the Republican National Convention in Tampa, I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Gay marriage advocates are lobbying Illinois Republicans at the party's national convention, but it's not clear how their message is being received. From Florida, Tony Arnold reports.
A group called Equality Illinois sponsored the drinks at yesterday's state GOP lunch. It's an organization that lobbies for gay marriage in the state. Randy Hannig is a spokesman for Equality Illinois.
There's a lot of Republicans are still on the fence. They're not too sure how they would vote on, say, for example, a marriage bill. So this is an opportunity for us to kind of talk to them, you know, answer their questions, kind of assuage any fears they have.
Hannig says his group will sponsor a similar event at next week's Democratic convention. Despite their presence, yesterday's lunch was sparsely attended. Most delegates were leaving for the convention at that time. Among those who were there, Delegate Bill Anderson gave the group's message a cool reception.
I think there's, you know, there are many other issues that are far more important.
Later in the day, the National Republican Party passed a platform that rejects gay marriage. With the Illinois delegation in Florida, I'm Tony Arnold.
People convicted in Illinois of attempting to commit terrorism soon may have to serve more of any prison sentence they get. Governor Pat Quinn has signed into law a measure requiring anyone convicted of such crimes serve at least 85% of their sentence. The new law takes effect in January. Under current state law, a prisoner gets 1 day of good conduct credit for each day served behind bars. House Bill 5121 was motivated by the Madison County case involving Olutosin Oduwole. The aspiring rapper was convicted of attempting to make a terrorist threat through some writings found in his car while he attended Southern Illinois University in Edwardsville. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison, although he may be eligible for parole after serving half of that. After hearing a committee's report, Champaign City Council members have directed city staff to explore possible sites for a minor league baseball stadium. The 5-3 vote came after concerns about who ends up footing the bill for a ballpark if the discussion gets that far. An exploratory committee appointed by Mayor Don Girard recommends the city pursue a team affiliated with a Major League ball club rather than an independent team, saying the return on investment is higher. The group's study shows the stadium would cost about $20 million. Any stadium would involve a level of private investment. Councilmember Vic McIntosh says he's adamantly against use of public funds at a time when the city can't fill police and public works positions.
I just can't support this because I don't see a stopping point until it comes back here, and it's going to be, can we bond this? Because nobody's going to bond it but the city. And it's just, that's a reality of it.
Voting no with McIntosh were council members Michael Ledoux and Deb Frank Finan. Champaign Planning Director Bruce Knight says there are underutilized areas of town, including some brownfield sites, that could be suitable for a stadium. The Champaign City Council has unanimously backed continued negotiations with JSM Development for a possible 8-story development of hotel rooms, apartments, retail, and a public parking garage in the Campus Town city-owned parking lot J at Green and Healy Streets. JSM's proposal did win over those of two other developers, but council members are also requesting more financial information over the next 60 days to work out a purchase price. The city put a request for proposals out in April. Police and educators in Paxton are getting the word out about attempted child abductions in that community. A third such incident was reported Monday night when a woman in her 30s approached an 18-year-old female seeking directions. The suspect then reportedly asked the victim to ride with her. When the girl started to make a phone call, the suspect and a driver fled the scene. Reports of similar incidents occurred Sunday morning and August 19th. Paxton Buckley Lota Superintendent Cliff McClure says a school messenger allows him to distribute information to parents through email and phone calls. He says a lot of the information is distributed quickly in classrooms as well.
Many parents tell me that they appreciate the school and the police department disseminating this information as quick as possible. And also, like I said, is teachers are also communicating this to students, no matter what the age, K through 12, and within our district.
Anyone with information is encouraged to call Paxton Police or Ford County Crime Stoppers. A safety tip sheet is available for parents on the district's website at pblunit10.com. In sports, the Chicago White Sox have dropped the first two games of their 4-game set in Baltimore. They'll try to get back on the winning side when they face the Orioles again tonight at 6:05. The Cardinals are midway through a 10-game road trip. They've won 3 of the first 5 games. Tonight at 6:05, the Cards wrap up their series in Pittsburgh. And Jeff Samardzija will be on the mound for the Chicago Cubs at 7:05 tonight when they face the Milwaukee Brewers at Wrigley Field. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.